Ronald Coleman, Loretta Young, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and many other stars will appear on this new series of United Nations programs. Stay tuned now for It's a Small World.
This is Ronald Coleman inviting you to hear a story. We think you'll like it because it's a small world.
You are listening to It's a Small World, presented by United Nations Radio.
Saidi, hello. My name is Mohammed Taufik, and my country is Egypt. The story is about me and the most exciting thing that ever happened to me in Cairo, where I live, and my friend Amina. I call my story The Day of the Armband.
Thank you, Mohammed Taufik. The boy whose voice you just heard is real. He has a home and two loving parents, just like you and my daughter. He lives in the ancient land of the pyramids and the sphinxes. But that, sad to tell, is just about all most of us know about him. How unfortunate that is, because all of us like to know our neighbors, and friend Mohammed is our neighbor. If you just look at different countries as houses on a main street that runs clear around this world. So let's listen to his story, and I'll be back after the show. Go ahead, Mohammed.
Well, I live at 23 Hadith Shams, the Lane of the Sun, Cairo, Egypt. I got ready for school that special morning. It was like any other day. Same old noises, same old things to see. The peddler's donkey carts, the cries of the fruit sellers, the milk bringer pouring from his big jar into people's cups. My friend Azim, the carpenter, pulling open the shutters of his shop. Same old thing. So I took the same old bean and cucumber sandwiches and went to school. I go to Misrel Gadida, primary school. And this was a special day, because my history class was going to the pyramids. But when we got to school...
Students, boys and girls, attention, please. Children, I'm very sorry. A telephone call has just come. There will be no trip to the pyramids today.
Ah. Oh.
Instead, there are certain instructions. Children, go back to your homes immediately. There will be no more school today. There will be no more school until further notice. Go now, my pupils. Goodbye, and may God preserve us all.
Well, there was nothing else to do, so I started home. But I heard somebody running behind me.
Mohammed! Mohammed, wait for me!
It was Amina. She lives across the lane from me. I wondered what she wanted.
Mohammed, can I walk home with you?
What's the matter? Don't you know the way?
Yes, but I'm scared.
What's there to be scared about? Come on. Girls. Me walking home with a girl. That was something new. But everything else was different, too.
Mohammed, look. The streets, they're empty.
She was right. They were.
All the shops are closing. The windows, the shutters.
They sure were.
Listen. An ambulance. Look at the Red Crescent.
The Red Crescent is our Red Cross.
And God preserve us all.
It was turning into our lane. Well, did we run? And when we got to the corner of the Lane of the Sun, we stopped for a moment at the Ibn El Belet, the corner cafe called Local Boy. Nothing wrong there. The radio was on as usual. Some mushy old love song. Men were sitting around listening, drinking coffee and tea and smoking nargileh. You know, those long water pipes.
Please, Mohammed, come along. I want to go home.
We ran into our lane, and there...
All right, back into your houses. Stand back.
There, right in the middle of our lane, God preserve us all, was a huge fire. and a policeman waving the people back with his baton. And all the shops were closed. Femi, the silversmith, Asfour, the shoemaker, and the leather worker. All except the shop of Azim, the carpenter, my friend. And out of Azim's shop were coming more policemen.
Look, Mohammed, they're carrying out someone's bed.
Mattress and pillows.
They've got Azim's clothes, his fez. Mohammed, that's Azim's bed. And they're burning them. They're burning up all of Azim's things.
And there came Azim on a stretcher. Azim, my friend. He makes me boats to sail on the Nile. He makes Amina dolls to dress. He came closer, closer, and he was moaning.
You, boy, get away. Stay away. Stay away.
But, officer, that's my friend.
I don't care if he's your own father. Stay away.
What had happened? What was going on in our lane? Why the fire and the burning of clothes? Where were the peddlers? Why so many army trucks going up and down the street? Army trucks full of soldiers.
What's going on? Oh, Mohammed, I'm awful scared.
The Hadi. We'll go ask the Hadi. The Hadi tells stories for piastres. Pennies, I guess it is, in the local boy cafe. He is blind, but he is our friend, too. We ran to the cafe. Everyone was standing around the radio listening. In a corner, we found him.
You ask him.
Hadi. Hadi. Eh? Salam alaikum, Hadi.
Alaikum salam.
To grown people, we say salam alaikum. God be with you. To kids, we say Saidi. Hello.
Hadi. Hadi, what's happening?
Tell us, Hadi.
It has come back to Cairo.
What? What's come back?
Listen, young eaters of Masasat. There is a death that curses Egypt. Rich and poor will it strike. The old and the young, the dull and the wise. You in your young strength, and I in my infirmity, with no eyes.
Oh, Hadi.
Believer along with infidel. None will be alive to pray or to tell after the death has passed this way. The death that came to us today.
The death?
The death from which none can fly. We can do nothing but wait and die.
Hadi, what is the name of this death?
It is called cholera.
When the Hadi stopped, we heard the radio talking with a new voice.
Your nearest health center for vaccination. Once again, people of Egypt, a bulletin. Your government urges you to go home, to avoid crowds, and to follow these instructions for your safety and that of your neighbors, your city, your
Mohammed,
country.
Mohammed, let's go home.
One,
be quiet. Let me listen.
Washing it carefully. Two, destroy all
I listened to the radio
may be contaminated with
and thought of what the Hadi said.
Three,
and then I got my idea. I knew what I was going to do.
Oh, Mohammed, where are you going?
Over to the hospital. Go on home. You're a girl.
No, if you can go, I can go.
The hospital was near the mosque. We went in. It was a long corridor.
Well, what's this? What are you doing here?
Oh, doctor, I want to...
Can you tell us where is Azim the carpenter?
Wait, one at a time.
But, doctor, I want to help.
Well, with what, son?
With the cholera.
Cholera, son. Just step in here,
Amina and I watched him. The doctor went over to a white table. Then he washed up.
Son, suppose I said you could help. What would you do?
We heard the news on the radio.
Doctor, I would go around to people who do not have radios and tell them not to listen to the old man's story about death.
The Hadi told us.
I would tell them that this is not the old days, that we have hospitals and injections, and I would want an injection first, and I will tell them it doesn't hurt.
Good boy. Well, let's get started. Let me have your arm.
Then I saw he had in his hand a little glass thing with a needle. He pinched my arm, and it became white where he pinched. He raised the needle, then... Ow!
All right. Next, young lady. There. Now what'll you tell them?
Well, I'll tell them it doesn't hurt.
And tell them this, too. You were the first to come for these life-saving injections. Tell them there will be enough serum to go around. Our own Egyptian laboratories are working night and day, and the United Nations is flying more from America, from France, from Russia, and Greece, and India. So tell them not to be afraid, because something new has come to help this old land. Something called the World Health Organization. Now, can you remember all that?
Yes, Doctor.
Good. Now, wait. Here. The government has prepared these for those who serve in this time of danger. I won't need them working in here, but you wear them. Now, go on. Put them on your arms. That's it. Now, go and tell the people.
And he gave us armbands to wear, and we wore them, and we went to work. We got our friends to get their injections.
And their parents.
Even the hottie.
We ran errands.
We answered phones. And when the packages of serum came from all the countries, from the United Nations, we helped unpack them.
Because we were the wearers of the armband.
And that's our story. It was our day. The United Nations helped us.
And we helped the United Nations.
This is Ronald Coleman again. First, a salam to you, Mohammed and Amina, for the story. Now, the UN is more than just a couple of capital letters to that boy and girl. It kept them alive, and thousands of other Cairo children. Well, the cholera passed over their lane, and except for Azim, the carpenter, everything's all right again down by the pyramids. The Hadi still sits in the corner cafe, but he tells a new story. And the cafe has a new name. Now they call it United Nations Cafe. Oh, one thing. Remember when the Hadi called the children Eaters of Massasat? That's a nickname for Cairo boys and girls. Translation, Eaters of Lollipops. So you see, you've got a thing or two in common with the kids who live far away. That's one of the things the United Nations is for. To pave a main street of understanding clear around the world, so all you children in all your houses will get to know each other better. Next week at this same time, you'll find out more of what the UN means when it says, "It's a small world."
Each week at this time, United Nations Radio brings you another story from another land. Authentic and exciting proof that it's a small world. The script by Alan Sloan, original music by Charles Paul, and direction by William Hamilton. The program is produced by Gerald Keane of United Nations Radio.